Hey, you insomniacs on the GMRS world. Don't forget to set your clocks back in a half an hour. WSDD 439.
WRUU 850.
PIZP 544. Good morning, 550.
Bob, just padding out here on this Sunday morning, joining some of my old buddies for breakfast. Looking at the daylight savings, got a nice crisp autumn morning, nice and bright.
Roger, sounds like a good morning. Just headed out to check some trail cams this morning. And then later this evening, I'll head out back to the stand.
Well, we're going to, the only thing that you'd be hunting in this area where we're going is cougars. And, we're going where there's quite a bait pile for them.
Roger that. I bagged one of those, and I'm kind of happy with the one I have, Roger.
So what's the hunt right now? What do you deer is upon us. You deer bow, is that what you're doing now?
we're doing the old bow hunting thing, and then of course we'll do rifle season again this year. But bow season, and I thought we were out at Mission 6 there training veterans and dogs yesterday. A gentleman out there has some property in East Jordan. He needs the coyotes cleaned out, so I get over there sometime this week in the evening and see if I can't thin them out for him.
Roger. There you go. I heard you the other day talking about trying to grouse hunting. We used to, cousin hunt back in the 80s, but it was so dismal. It was just horrible. You know, they tried to flip the bait, and they tried to, butt leaves and all that. They had so many different programs to try to get the cousin hunting back, but it was just not to be. And then I discovered grouse. They used to allow, and I don't know if they've changed this law because I've been deer hunting a while, but we used to be able to grouse during fire on deer. So we'd go out for the morning hunt, come in, have breakfast, and then we'd go out and we'd grouse hunt. And then, we'd come back in and get seated up and go out for the evening hunt. That was pretty much where I cut my teeth in my grouse hunt. But, oh, man, I'll tell you what, I ended up getting a bit of a setter. One man, one dog, one gun.
The grouse to pheasant ratio up here is ridiculously many more grouse than pheasant. I've only, since I retired here in 2010, John, I maybe seen 12, 13 pheasant up this way. But I got a cousin down there in the Thumb in Garden City. He says they have plenty of them down there.
Yeah, there's been, I guess, a revival.
On your end or my end. You were totally unreadable there, brother.
Well, I can switch to this one. Is this any better?
Yeah, much better, brother.
Yeah, it's odd, Bob. I don't know. I'm in an area that's really not good for either repeater. I got two of my content, but I'm not sure where I'm going, so if it gets bad again, I'll just bag out, because I'm not terribly far from my destination.
That? Oh, you and your compadres have a good breakfast. You know we'll do it again here. Be safe, and best to you and yours, Sean. WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your final, sir.
All right, Bob, have fun, be safe, and we'll catch you later. WRUU 850.
WSBQ 996, you there? This is WRWB 489.
Yeah, come on, Mike.
Now, what's going on there, Polly? Good morning.
Not a whole lot. Just sitting here watching TV and looking at some YouTube videos.
Yeah, copy. All right. Yeah, I'll try to get that part ordered here sometime either today or next week.
Okay. We'll get back to what I was doing. I'll catch you out there later, Mike. This is WSBQ 996 standing by.
All right, there, Polly. We'll catch you later. WRWB 489 will be standing by.
WRV954.
WRCT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, Bombardier, Michigan. They are monitoring the frequency.
Station monitoring, I didn't quite catch your call sign. This is WSEL 664, Wyandotte Mobile. Can I get a signal report if you pick me up?
WSEL WRZP 544. Bob in Sheboygan County 644. Your signal's crystal clear. Very little popcorn in your background and great modulation. Over.
Thank you very much. I sincerely appreciate putting a new antenna on my radio. Just trying to see, make sure it is getting a clear signal out. Thank you. WSEL 624, I'll be monitoring and T-Mobile.
You too, sir. Travel safe. Pleasure speaking with you. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, monitoring the frequency.
WSAJ 949. WSAJ 949, do you copy?
WSAJ 949, copy. Got you loud and clear. WSAJ 949, do you copy? WSTI-783, mobile. WRAS 504 monitoring channel.
WRWB 489.
This is WRAS 504. How you doing? I believe your name is Mike, right?
Yeah, what's going on there, Jim? Long time no here. I haven't been out here for, what, you know, that much. It's been a minute, but I haven't heard you in a while. How's it going?
Yeah, things been going good. Just been busy with summer projects and golfing this weekend. but we're just trying to get back on the radio now with the uncertainty of time. So want to get back into it and try to familiarize myself with all the stuff.
Yeah, well, as long as you keep busy and keep active, you know. A good thing.
Yeah, it's been a good summer. I went down to Florida early in the springtime, and then so it kind of extended our summer, but enjoying it. Enjoying it as much as we can. Going golfing Tuesday, probably for the last time, but who knows? Might get another sunny day and warm day.
Waiting for the Lions to play and how they do.
Yeah, I haven't been watching that much, but I definitely, check on their scores now and then. But, yeah, they're doing good this year, and good luck to them. I hope they make it to the bowl. Static on that last transmission. I don't know if we're in a bad area or what.
Inside of the house, that's like a Faraday cage. It's got the mesh blaster and the lattice.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm in the house, but I got the mobile base station set up, and then I got the car antenna
you know, sitting upstairs. So is signal coming in pretty good?
Yeah, coming in really strong here. You always come in.
Okay, well, I thank you, Mike, for the information on how things are getting out, and I'm going to go get back to putting some stuff together here, but nice talking to you. Hope we'll talk again soon. This is WRAF 504, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right there, Jim. We'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49.
WSEL 664 monitoring gross eel.
WSEV 387 monitoring.
Station 544, WIUG, WD, copy. WIUG, WD, it's clear. Station 218, station 218, WIUG, WD, copy.
Hey, 488, this is WSEV 387. I know you're trying to reach somebody. I just wanted to ask you how this sounded on medium power.
You're sounding good. My name is Jack, WIUG 48. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. I was trying this new base station out. I think it was earlier this week, and you mentioned trying it on medium power rather than high. So I figured I'd get your input on the change after I read the manual.
The repeaters, they're very close, you know, to active. But they are very good repeaters. That is the reason why, you know.
I heard some of what you said is probably windy in your background.
Because when you're driving, is then you're going to go back and forth. That's why. It's not straight up in the air. Roger?
Yeah, good on that. I got my... I'm not in the car. I'm on my base unit in my room. I got the antenna next to a window. I don't have one, like, hooked up on the roof or anything yet.
So you got the magnet mount? Do you got it on a like cookie sheet or refrigerator? Which one is it?
Yeah, I got it on a cookie sheet. The 6 decibel antenna that I just stuck on a cookie sheet.
You're sounding good anyhow, but you're now a little bit, but that's all right, because you're inside anyhow. You know, inside the house, all that, you know, nails and all the roof and all that stuff. That's why you're going to get that a little bit. Roger.
Yeah, good on that. I figured I'd start somewhere. Could get a little expensive, this hobby.
Yeah. Well, I did that too, same thing. I was on the cookie sheets and everything, then I got tired of it, so I went to Amazon and bought me a USF, VHF, and then a Harvest PC-200. That have a 200-watt antenna. Roger.
Oh, okay. I'm also studying for the technician's test for ham radio. Planning on taking that in the next couple weeks.
That's good. Like me, I'm studying too. On the 18th, I'm going to take the test. Roger.
Very nice. Best of luck with that. I think I'm shooting for the 13th.
I guess it was that in in there. Could be, I don't know, 15 in the one or somebody else out that way. Roger.
I'm sorry, I missed some of what you said.
Said, you know, it could be in Livonia on the 14th. Livonia or, I don't know, somewhere else there's another test going on. Roger?
Yeah, the one I'll be going to is in Livonia on the 13th. It's pretty close to the house, so I figured I'd give it a shot.
Don't mind asking, what are you on, what app?
I've been using the Ham Radio Prep app.
And that's a good one, too. I don't use that. I use Ham Study. And it's a good one, too. And there's a little bit different between that one and this one. If you don't know the answer, that on top in the corner, you say, I don't know, and you click on that one to show you the exact answer on Ham Study.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely check that out once I'm done with this first level, and then I'll use that as another reference as for studying for the questions.
No problem. Well, they just updated, even the ham study, they just updated to take a test, 35 questions, and what do you do when you take the 35 questions when you fail? They'll tell you, you gotta, you know, they go back setting the one you failed on. I just, you know, they just did it this year. Roger?
Oh, that's helpful.
All right. Good talking to you. And you're sounding good. You take care and have a good day. IUG, 48.
Thank you. You as well. WSCZ 387 is clear. WAFFLES, repeater access check. Can anybody hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hola.
What are you guys up to? We're going for a nature hike. Not clearly like this.
WRZT 544. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to all my GMRS fellows out there and fellowettes. Hopefully everyone got to sleep in last night. WSDT 439.
And we feel I hear you much better. RAS 504.
Much better. Sounds real good now.
What do you got in your pocket? Will it take us to the end of the world?
SDC 560. This is the RAS 504.
Extremism in the ranks, and how it's window in which you could do that. My troops and I took a knee because we were obligated to affirm in writing that we had taken a knee. It's disgusting. And I spent the entire day not talking about the threat of white supremacy, which would have made me lose the respect of just about every one of my troops, but instead mentioning that extremism takes many forms, but now we're going to spend our day studying the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the American ideal.
WAFFLES in Flint, Michigan. Reminding everybody to change their cat litter today.
Yeah.
Your cats want you to remove their poop.
You're right. It's about that time.
Bob Barker reminding you to spay and neuter your pets. I'm going to stand to the side, frequency clear. WAFFLES in Flint, Michigan. I'm trying to reach the Tri-Cities. Anybody from Saginaw or Bay City, come back.
Go ahead there. This is WRWB 489.
Where are you located, 489?
I'm located over here in, just off the Mount Clemens repeater. Roger.
You sound good. Do you know Steve?
Steve, I don't know a Steve. There's probably many Steves out here.
Shit, I'm looking for Steve. I'll just check back later. Frequency clear.
Okay, copy that. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by. WRWB 489.
Copy WRWB 489. This is Nick from Hazel Park.
And we got you in there. This is Mike from Mount Clemens.
Copy that, Mike. Yeah, I'm picking you up off the Detroit repeater 625.
Yeah, just on the Mount Clemens repeater here, downtown Mount Clemens.
Copy that, Mike. Well, I'm back on the side. I'm going to be monitoring the channel, WSDH380.
Alrighty, we'll talk to you later. This is WRWB 489. We'll be standing by.
WSOP 207 radio check.
Go ahead. This is WRWB 49.
Can hear around us loud and clear.
You're sounding good off the Mount Clemens repeater. Roger.
WAFFLES in Flint. So my homie lost his left testicle. And what I want to know is his left testicle still his left testicle?
WSTM-94.
WAFFLES in Flint. Whoever's listening, settle at the base. Is Davidson a bougie pinky up area?
That's not a legal call.
WSAN-476 to WSBS-916, Ed, you got a copy? WRZT-820, can I get a radio check, please?
RZT-544, Bob in Sheboygan County. Loud and clear. Great modulation. Over.
Fantastic. Thank you, Bob. Always good to hear you, and also good to know that it's making it up there. Got a new radio in the truck here, and just got it mounted up and wanted to make sure everything was working well.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, you're top shelf. You are definitely top shelf there. You're in the top five there. Roger.
All right, much appreciated. How are you guys doing up there? You guys getting any snow or wind or ice? Is it still looking somewhat nice up there with the colors?
Rain on and off, heavy rain and high winds here two to three days ago. We just had hit 32 for a low yesterday. Rest of the week looks to be maybe 60s, low 40s. If that and considerable more rain. You guys got more rain down there than we did. We desperately need rain up here.
Well, Bob, it's good to hear from you, and I definitely hope you guys get the amount of rain you need up there to make the the dry forest a little bit more damp and less of a fire hazard up there for you, for sure. So however much rain you need, hope you get just that amount and not too much more and not too much less. Always good to hear you, Bob. WRZT-820, I'll be clear on my final.
Pleasure, sir. Yeah, you and yours be safe. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll do it again, I'm sure. WRZT-544, clear monitoring the network.
WRWB 489. What's going on, guys?
Good news, sir. Not much up here. WRZP 544 for identification. Just heading out here late. I was going to split some logs for the old fire pit, but going to go out and check the old trail cams. How about yourself? Over.
Well, I'm doing pretty good on this Sunday afternoon. Waiting for the Lions to come on.
We enjoy the rest of your Sunday and be safe the upcoming week there. WRZP 544 will be monitored.
All All right, there, Bob. We'll catch you later. This is WRWD 489, and we'll be standing by.
Nine, what's the person on that end? Over.
You got Mike here. We've talked before. I just don't get out here that much because I've been so busy working.
You'll forgive me. I'm an old fella in FCRS. Truly, unless I'm sitting in the radio shack in front of the computer, it's a guessing game anymore. But all right, be safe, and we'll do it again. WRZP 544.
WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSDQ 996, Mom Train the Frequency.
Holly, what's happening? Yeah, don't forget the Lions come out at 4 o'clock. If anybody wants to know, it's 4 o'clock. They got on Fox. WRWB 49.
On what, Channel 2?
Yeah, for the Metro Detroit area, yeah, it's on Fox, too.
Okay, I'll put it on and glance at it once in a while. SBQ 996, we're back on the site.
WRWB 489 will be standing by as well.
N8LJN, Tokyo.
Your radio sounds good. WRWB 49.
Roger that. And thank you very much. I can't remember my GMRS call sign, so I need my ham. This is N8LJN. Thank you very much. Clear on your final.
IUG 488, WRZP 544.
Got that loud and clear.
WIUG 488, go ahead, Bob.
IZP 544. How are you on this fine Sunday, Jack? You doing all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to help the young lady here moving the stuff around in the garage. And that's what I'm doing. I'm doing fine. How about you?
Some go here at the LZ. Rainy, overcast day. Going to rain on and off here for the next couple of days. So, we need it, so that's a good thing. All right, I won't keep you from your housekeeping duties. We'll talk later, sir. WRZP 544.
All right, Bob, good talking to you. I'll talk to you a little later. WRZP
It'll be RAF, 504 monitor.
This is WRWR357. Hope you're having a good afternoon.
Hey, 357, yeah, just standing here out at Riverbends Park, just enjoying the nice, crisp, cool weather. But it's a good day for it.
Any activity in particular? You're just out there walking around enjoying nature?
Yeah, we just brought the dog over and let him kind of cruise around, check out the squirrels, see if you can catch one or two. But other than that, we're just walking around.
Yeah, I got to get those kind of days in before it gets too nasty out. So I did all day yesterday, did that for the first part of today, and now I'm just want to be inside and watch the Lions game.
Yeah, I think they started at 4, didn't they?
They're 1 minute into the game right now. No score.
Well, hopefully they'll pull it off. Keep on going. Go for the bowl. Go for the bowl.
Yeah, they're going to have to rely heavily on their run game today because it is raining there. It's wet. It's cold. It's nasty. And I don't think the field conditions are the greatest. So I don't think you'll see a lot of passing.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure where they're playing, but that obviously is the home field advantage because those guys are used to that weather. Of course, we should be, but we play inside all the time.
Well, they're in Green Bay, and this is their first outdoor game. Their first seven games, which I think was some kind of oddity, but they played indoors their first seven games, so I'm curious to see how they handle this change of environment.
Yeah, I did hear it was Green Bay. I forgot about it, though. But, yeah, hopefully they'll pull it off. But anyway, we're going to get the dog back in the car and head back home. But nice talking to you. This is WRAS 504, and I'll be clearing your final.
All right, you enjoy the rest of your day. This is WRWR357, standing by. They got a good drive building so far.
So, I'm really worried about Lambeau and cold rain, but nobody's got as good a running game as Lions, and that's how you win a cold, rainy, open stadium on grass. You win it with the run game, so we're as good as anybody at it. Probably don't have as much experience as Green Bay on it, but I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, same here. And plus, we're great at that, like, 10-yard pass, you know, like that, you know, 5 to 15 yards, basically. We do just about better than anybody at a high completion percentage. And so those are the kind of passes, if you are going to pass, that you're going to get in a cold, rainy game like this. So, and we don't have GMO, so it's not like they're going to try to go down the field too much.
Well, so far that's what they're doing, and they're doing it well. And, you know, Goff's not trying to do anything crazy in the pass game in this weather. So, cautiously optimistic. See how it goes.
No kidding, they've had some great looking runs to start this game. I'm even more optimistic now after this first drive.
Anybody know what the temperature is there? And if that rain almost looks like it's ready to turn into sleet.
What an incredible turn and grab and double toe tap. That guy's incredible.
Great catch. Great catch.
Hello?
Wow.
That'd be nice if they can keep it up.
Branch just hit the wrong gap.
WRCZ 445, repeater check.
WSFJ 203, loud and clear.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. WRCZ 445, clear.
The fix is in.
You called it, man. It's total BS.
WITT. monitoring. WIGG 959.
Haha, after all that, they get nothing but a missed field goal. But our defense without Branch, man, it's a different animal. So, but they're all about next man up on the Lions, so we'll see what happens. WRWR 357.
On that last one,
loud and clear, radio check. How's that for karma?
I love it.
First they get that call to advance the ball, then they miss the field goal, and then they aggressively call timeout to get the ball back, and then that happens. But the beauty is that Detroit's going to get the ball at the start of the second half.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Great game right now. Waited a long time to see the Lions like this. WRZQ432, back to the game.
expert now.
People can hear this right now. So you hold this button down, count to 1/1000, speak clearly into it, and the entire state can hear you. It's fucking crazy.
Is it clearly enough? Is it too loud? Is it too high?
Station calling WRZ. Sir, you are hitting the receiver. However, you have no modulation.
Hello, I am doing it again.
modulation yet. Keep trying. You'll get it. WRCC 544. You hit the repeater, but no modulation, sir.
Yes, first test. The mic on transmission. It has nothing to it.
Robert, that was you, I believe, downstate there. I couldn't copy that, sir. You can try again. WRZP 544. Good evening, Robert. No, sir. Much needed rain, though, for the past few days. For the most part, the leaves are already down. Had some good winds and wet weather. And then rain predicted for the next couple of days, as I say, which we most definitely need. Roger. Always a pleasure, sir, to have you in my receiving. I'm glad we got to make contact this evening. Yeah, I'm familiar with them old achy bones. I am. So you take care and be safe, and we'll do it again. Best to you and yours, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544. Good copy, sir. Over.
Yes, Bob. How you doing today?
It was definitely an R&R day. Like I said, rain. So, yeah, taking it easy. All systems go here. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. I just came back from sister's house. Clean up and straighten this up. The garage she needed. She had nobody out there to do it. The kids were out. So I had to do that. Roger.
Do that? Yeah. That's a chore. It's always good to have somebody to help and family around. That's for sure. Well, you're not missing a thing. We're in for the evening here. Yep. And it's that time of the month there. We're paying bills. So top of the evening to you, Jack. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your final, sir.
Bob, good to hear you out there. Keep in touch all the time. You know that. Take care. You have a good evening. WRUG 48, we're clear. WSTI 847, WIUG 48, copy. Well, I guess he's not out there. WIUG 48, clear.
Yeah, they did. And kind of makes me kind of an odd feeling to get to be so used to winning.
How about them flying CY-438 on the dais?
WINW-329, they're monitoring.
RZZ873 radio check.
WRCZ347. Go ahead, radio check.
I was just testing the valve thing, HT radio. How am I coming in, over?
You're coming in loud and clear. You guys sound like you got it tuned up good.
Copy that. Thank you for coming back to me on that radio check. This is WRZZ873 clear.
WSDGJ347 standing by. WSDQ 996, monitoring the frequency.
Thank you for the tune-up on this radio. Awful. Say again your last transmission, WRZP 544.
WAFFLES in Flint. Alright, you guys. What's the best band ever, and why is it Blink 182?
Flint to Waffles, that would be the Talking Heads, because David Byrne is amazing.
Or, tell me you're a millennial without telling me you're a millennial.
Flint to Waffles.
Go for waffles.
waffles.
Wanted
Flint. Wanted Flint. You're finding waffles. It works!
I'm moving to your location.
Kathy Waffles! It sounded better!
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Michigan, monitoring the frequency.
WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WRUG 88, copy. We're going to try it one more time. WSCI 847. WSCI 847. This is WIUG 488. Copy. WIUG 488. Clear. How you doing, Jeff? Very good, Jim. How about you?
Pretty good. It's pretty good. Just wind down. I heard you calling and thought I would say good evening.
Good evening, Jim. This is WIUG 88.
All righty, Jack. We'll catch up again tonight. Good to hear you. WRVJ 258 out.
No problem, Jim. Anytime you like. No problem at all. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 58.
Contact.
It's Where's
WAFFLES, coming to you from Bay City, Michigan. This is WAFFLES for Wanda and Flint. Come back, Wanda.
Hi, Bay City. This is Wanda. I think I'm going to sleep. Wanda out.
It was fun talking to you, Wanda. Have a sleep. Frequency clear.
Night, Waffle.
Station 359, W-I-U-G, please, copy. All right, W-I-U-G, please, clear.